From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. 3 years ago, we interviewed Scott Block, chief of the Office of Special Counsel. That's the government agency that is supposed to shield civic-minded government whistleblowers from retaliation. We had him on to answer charges from watchdog groups that he was burying investigations and politicizing his office. He denied it.
Sometimes I wonder if you have to fall through the rabbit hole to live in Washington. Things seem to be turned on their head in the media. The truth is, I took an oath of office to defend whistleblowers and to take the meritorious claims and push them to the limit. And that's exactly what we're doing.
But controversy once again swirls around Block. This week, he was back in the news when FBI agents raided his home and office, seized computers, and issued subpoenas to 17 employees. One of the organizations that first blew the whistle on Block was Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Executive Director Jeff Rook says his group's complaint ultimately led to the FBI raid.
The special counsel is, as we understand it, being charged with obstructing the investigation into our complaint.
What was your original complaint back in 2005?
It was a multi-part complaint that involved purging the staff, retaliating against whistleblowers, issuing illegal gag orders, improper refusal to enforce laws, and politicizing Hatch Act enforcement. We filed this complaint back in March 2005, and we still don't have the results of that investigation. What we have is this interim step where the FBI has now intervened.
So do you suspect that there was actually criminal misconduct going on in the Office of Special Counsel?
There have been many media reports about his efforts to obstruct the investigation, prevent his staff from interviewing with investigators, as well as destroying documents on office computers. All of those could potentially fall into the realm of criminal misconduct, so yes.
Another one of Block's responsibilities was to enforce the Hatch Act, which prohibits federal employees from engaging in partisan political activity. But wasn't one of the principal charges against him that he politicized his own office?
Yes. What he was accused of doing by his own staff was blocking investigations of prominent Republicans like Condoleezza Rice and pushing investigations in the activities of prominent Democrats like Senator John Kerry.
Before we go any further, what does the Office of Special Counsel do? Is this really the High Moral Accountability Office?
He is supposed to be the guardian of the merit system, the merit system being the principles that govern federal service. And it's a very important office that Congress invested with a certain amount of independence in that the person cannot be removed by the whim of the president. He may only be removed by the president for cause. Mr. Block has told people that the White House has twice previously asked him to resign, and he's refused.
Really? Why do you think it asked him to resign?
Scott Block has been accusing the White House of being part of a gay rights conspiracy to persecute him. He took a position that the laws against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation couldn't be enforced. And it was a position that, from what we could tell, didn't match with the law and was reversed on the order of the White House. And the Bush administration is not really known to be a proponent of what some would call the gay rights agenda. And so it took a fairly extreme position for their intervention that appeared to start a cascade of bad blood that may have culminated in recent events.
We spoke to you in 2005. You said then that Block had dismissed 1,000 whistleblower cases without investigating them. Did that pattern continue despite the complaints against his office?
Well, yes. Even though it's the Office of Special Counsel, not once during Scott Block's tenure did they go to an administrative body and represent a whistleblower. So they never acted as a counsel.
Not one time?
Not one time.
You would say then that the people that he was supposed to protect, that is government employees who are trying to blow the whistle on government misconduct, could find very little aid or comfort in his office.
Whistleblowers have, in essence, been abandoned by the Office of Special Counsel, and never in the history of the federal government, in my view, have whistleblowers needed a champion more than during the Bush years. We're taking the position not only should Scott Block be fired, but Congress should consider abolishing the office and starting over again. It's to the point where this institution is now so compromised and distracted and paralyzed that it may be worse than nothing.
If you really think that maybe the office should be eliminated and we should start all over again, what kind of replacement office would you create?
We would design a system that would give the whistleblower much more autonomy over their own case and fate, rather than depending upon a federal official to come in and save them. If you gave them the options that would range through mediation to litigation to resolve their complaints and take the remaining functions of the special counsel and put it in agencies that are competent, like the GAO, or moving Hatch Act prosecutions back to the Justice Department. Certainly, for the next few months, you're not going to see anything productive out of an office where a fifth of the remaining staff have also gotten subpoenas to testify before a grand jury against the person that's supposed to be supervising them. And if you're a whistleblower that depends upon this institution, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Jeff, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jeff Rook is the Executive Director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.